Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书籍的福利抽奖啦。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的。是学习英语非常非常好的素材，坚持读完一本呢，你的英语一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦。
Blair, have you ever thought about making a will?
Me? Making a will? 这会不会太早了一点？
Well, actually, more and more young people are preparing wills than ever before, according to a new report I read this morning. This is why I asked.
I've read that too, but it never crossed my mind that I should have one now.
Well, as we're on the topic, why don't we just talk a little bit about that today?
Sure, 相信很多同学都有看过相关的一个报道啊。现在的00后呢都已经开始立遗嘱了。那今天我们就一起来聊一聊这个话题吧。今天的笔记呢也为大家整理好了。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, well, a will here means a legal document that says what is to happen to somebody's money and property after they die.
哦，就是我们刚刚提到的那个表达 make a will, 就是说立遗嘱哦。那 will 在这里不是我们经常使用的表示将要的那个意思，在这里呢，它是用作一个名词，是指遗嘱。
Yeah, for example, you can say his father left him the house in his will.
Well, have you ever thought about making a will yourself?
I already have.
You already made a will? Really? When?
When I turned about 40. It cost me a fair bit of money.
Cost you a lot of money? Why? I thought you just need to write things down and then put it in a safe box and that's it.
No, it's nothing like that. That's just in the movies. When you make a will...Your lawyer must be involved, and he is in charge of all the paperwork. And you know, lawyers charge you an arm and a leg.
Oh, 原来就是我们以为的立遗嘱啊，只需要把自己的财产分配写下来了就行啊，是不对的。在国外呢，立遗嘱需要有专业的律师来进行指导和操作。那律师的话呢，一般收费就比较高了。刚刚我们 Colin 老师就用到了一个非常有意思的表达。Charge you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, charge you an arm and a leg means a very large amount of money. It's not like you need to really give them your arms and your leg.
Yes, that would be very scary. 那我们刚刚提到的这个表达 charge you an arm and a leg, 就是我们可以翻译为收费非常的高昂的意思。
Yeah, according to new research, an increasing number of people in their 20s and 30s are taking that step to make a will.
Do you find that interesting or strange?
Well, nothing is strange anymore when it comes to younger generations. You know, come on. But, I mean, it's understandable.
我们 Colin 老师啊，一直都觉得年轻人呢，不管做什么事情都是不奇怪的，因为年轻人不按常理出牌，标新立异。那我们形容年轻一代就可以用 younger generation 来表达。
Yeah, well, when we talk about making a will, we are discussing things to happen after we die. And death is it's an uncomfortable subject that people tend to avoid.
Exactly. But more people, especially the younger generations, have become open-minded.
Right. They have changed their attitudes and are arranging their affairs in advance.
对，就是我们说啊，之所以很多的人避讳去谈及立遗嘱的这个原因呢。是因为一旦立遗嘱，一个无法避免的话题就是谈及死亡了。那很多人是不愿意谈及这个话题的。
Yes, but you young people are far more open-minded to this.
Right. 但是现在的年轻人呢，好像越来越开放了啊，也不会避免谈及死亡这个话题了。所以这就是为什么越来越多的年轻人呢，会开始选择立遗嘱。那我们说的思想比较开放，就可以用 open-minded 这个词来表达。
Right. Open-minded means willing to listen to, think about, or accept different ideas.
Right. For example, you can say somebody is open-minded.
Yes. Well, Blair, are you afraid of talking about death?
Well, I'm surely afraid of death, but I don't mind talking about it. Overall, it's something we cannot avoid.
Yeah, that's probably what most young people would say. And I get that. Those born in the 80s and 90s usually have a higher education level than the older generations.
We call them millennials, right?
Right, exactly.
Millennials 就是我们说的千禧一代啊，在80年代和90年代出生的人啊，我们就可以叫做 millennials。
Yes, and they have better financial stability and a clear vision of what they want to do with their lives.
Well, just some of us, not all of us.
Yeah, that's true. But the vast majority of them are the only child in their family and will likely receive whatever property their parents leave behind, which reinforces the significance of arranging a will.
对，就是我们说像年轻一代的人啊，很多都是家里的独生子女，所以说在父母百年之后呢，可能会单独的继承到父母的财产，所以就加强了年轻人啊立遗嘱的这个必要性。那我们加强这个词可以来学习一下 reinforce this significance.
Right.Reinforce here means to make a feeling, an idea, etc. stronger. For example, we can say, good measures reinforce the right behavior.
Yes, and the coronavirus situation prompted many more young people to think about making a will.
Yeah. Well, I can totally understand that. When you experience something like this, you have to treat your life more seriously.
对，在经历这一次的一个疫情之后啊，更多的年轻人开始思考立遗嘱的这个事情了。因为大家会突然发现生命呢是如此的脆弱，生命之中呢会存在这么多的一些变故。
Yes, the report shows that more than 80% of young people prepare a will to deal with savings, while at least 70% deal with real estate as well.
Yeah, if you've started thinking about making a will, it means you are rich. Maybe not rich, but at least you have savings and real estate. That's why I've never thought about that.
But there are also people that deal with virtual assets, such as social media accounts. So, hey, you do have something to give.
现在的一个遗嘱啊，除了我们常见的积蓄和房产之外呢，年轻人还会规划自己的社交账号 ,social media accounts, 就是我们说的社交账号啊。那用了很多年，有很多粉丝的这些账号呢，当然也可以成为遗产里面的一部分了。
Right, but, you know,I'm not giving anybody my social media account.
Me neither. These are gonna die with me. 不过啊，确实现在的年轻人呢，会想要立遗嘱，不介意讨论死亡。我觉得确实是因为现在的年轻一代思想更加开放了，也更加有想法。许多事情提前计划好，也能够避免很多不必要的麻烦。OK, 那我们今天的节目呢，就先到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近啊，我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想要提高英语水平的同学，限量名额200个。想报名免费体验的同学，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So that's all for today's podcast. This is Colin.
And this is Blair. Thank you very much for listening and see you next time.
Bye!
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。